Olson, St. Helena, California, February 2, 1907. Elder Olson, Sydney, Australia. Dear brother, the last steamer from Australia brought us many letters from our friends at Sydney, Warunga, and other places. We are deeply interested in the work in which brother and sister Star are engaged in Sydney. There is room for several evangelists to be working at the same time in Sydney. Encourage Elder Star and his wife to press forward with the work they have begun in Sydney and other places. Do not let the work at the sanitarium hinder them from extending the work they have begun in Sydney in other fields. There should be many appointed to engage in this line of work in the cities and towns and villages. The Lord has given to Brother Star and his wife ability and an experience in giving Bible readings and holding meetings. By drawing close to those for whom they labor, they can be a help and blessing to many. They should cultivate their gifts for this work and encourage and teach others to engage in the same work. Let our brethren encourage them to use their gifts in the unworked fields where they are most needed. Our sanitarium at Tacoma Park is nearing completion. Our brethren hope to open the institution about the 1st of April. We should have a strong medical faculty at the Washington institutions, but where are they to be found? Elder Irwin has spoken to me several times about his conviction that Dr. and Mrs. Kress were needed in Washington to give a mold to the medical and spiritual work to be done there and to influence our medical work throughout the field. To him, I have said, the time is not yet. The work in Australia must not be crippled. In my last interview with Elder Irwin, I said, if Dr. Kress could be spared from Warunga without crippling the work in Australia, it would be well to call him to Washington. The work there is very important. It has been delayed too long. Strong physicians will there do much to strengthen our work throughout the field. Therefore, if good, faithful workers can be secured to take their place at Warunga, and if their minds are drawn toward the Washington work, secure their transfer if possible. And now, through the transfer of the Doctors Richards from England to Australia, it seems that the way is opening for the Doctors Kress to come to Washington. My last letter from Dr. Kress shows that his mind is turning toward America. In my last letter from Dr. Kress, he says that his wife's health is poor and that she needs a change of climate. He seems desirous of coming to America for a time and would be pleased to be at the opening of the sanitarium. To him, it appears that the sanitarium work in Australia is now arranging itself so that it will be possible for him and his wife to be released from Warunga. The Doctors Richards are preparing to unite with the Warunga Sanitarium, and he thinks that Elder Fulton will have to remain in Australia for some time on account of the health of his wife, and considers that his influence will be very valuable. With his help, he thinks that the way will be open for him and Mrs. Kress to leave. I believe that the Lord has been working to bring about changes that would open the way for Dr. Kress to come to Washington. We need him there very much, and we need him just now at the opening of the work. I have written to you as early as possible, and have written hurriedly. I wish that Dr. Kress could get here before the opening of the sanitarium in April.